Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Cassie. Hey, Dark Hearts.
Is it welcome? Is it hey? I don't remember even. It's been so long. I feel like since we've recorded, I forgot what to say. So I don't welcome
even,
back.
I don't even know. Hey, you guys, how's it going?
In my head, I felt like brand new. Yeah, I feel like I should sing Guess Who's Back.
Oh my God, it's so funny that you say that because I was singing that in my head all day today. But then I was like, I shouldn't sing that before that because I don't want to get sued by Slim Shady.
Oh yeah. We do not own the rights to that song, everybody. Thank you. Right. But I do love a good Eminem, so that's fine. yeah, welcome back, guys. It's been a nice, much needed break, I think.
I mean, I don't even think I rested well that whole time. I don't know where this time has gone. No. I don't know how we're about halfway through July now already. I don't know where time is anymore.
Also correct. Yes. I feel like this past like month hiatus that we've been on has been so busy that I don't even know how we would have been able to record. Like, I really just don't even know. We hardly talked that whole time because it was just so busy. So,
I mean, thanks for
letting us take a break.
We're recording at 8:40 something the night before our podcast comes out. And listen, usually while we record the day before, it's usually in the morning.
That is also correct. And that was not even able to be done today, which is weird because you would think in the summer it'd be more flexible to do those kind of things, but nope. Maybe next week. We'll shoot for earlier next week, maybe. But, you know, I also had a good month to work on my case, and I did not work on it the whole month. We'll just say that. So, yeah, cool.
It's been busy. I won't lie. If it had been my turn to have the case this week, I'd probably been like, can we push it another week? Like, I just feel so tired. Yeah. And
I know. I honestly was about to say like earlier today, like, I don't even know if I'm ready for this because I feel like I just didn't spend as much time on it as I would have liked to. But you know what? I would have just said the same thing next week too, because I'm a procrastinator and I wouldn't have necessarily worked on it. I would have just waited to work on it again. So it's fine.
There you go. Well, to start off the bat, it is a new month. It is July. So let's thank our patrons.
Yeah, let's do it. We have Jillian, Jazzy.
Oh, am Louise. I going?
I don't know. I guess I just started saying. I'll say those three, and then you can do the other three since those were the first three I just said.
Okay.
And then, Luis was the one I said in case that got cut off. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
no, you're good.
You cannot cut off Luis. And then
no
Rocky
way.
And Leslie. And yes. Laurel, thank you all so much for your continued support. It means a bunch to us. And honestly, even like earlier, I told you, Shannon, you'll have to go in and read it. We got a message on our Instagram from someone who found us recently, and she said she's binged like 39 episodes the last 3 days, and she's from Mississippi. It was very sweet of her. You know, she was like, I just love how kind and fun you guys are. Oh, so I was like, oh, thank you.
That's
and
sweet.
She's like, thanks
thank
for responding.
You.
Like, I messaged her back and she's like, thanks for responding. I was like, thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's so sweet. I love that.
I
that's
know.
Really
and
nice.
we've had some good emails. We've had someone local reach out to us. And then we just had someone today also reach out to us about financial abuse, which is something that often gets overlooked completely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've heard of it. I know about it as a tactic to keep people in abusive situations.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave us some resources to add to our website. So we
which
will
is
add that.
Sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll get that added. That's something like you said. I'm like, oh yeah, I think we all like know of it.
It just doesn't get talked about, you know? And so you know, she was talking like one of the things shows you how to recognize the signs of financial abuse. And then the other one is like resources on how to help get out of that. So
that's pretty cool. Cause I think that's something, you know, you think of like true crime and you automatically go to the gory, like terrible, and you don't think about those kind of things, which in reality still is true crime and unfortunate.
Yeah.
So
yes. But since we didn't, you know, we took part of June off, we are still covering LGBTQ cases. I guess I could talk forever about so much stuff. So like, I think we should get to the case and then we can get on to like our usual chit checks. I'm sure that we're like 4 or 5 minutes in now. So people can fast forward, you know, mm-hmm. we'll get to the case and then we'll be like, cool, the case part's done. Now we're going to chit chat some more about books and movies and whatever else.
Correct. That sounds lovely. So, okay. So yeah, on that note, this case is a shorter case and I don't know that it's, I guess I shouldn't say shorter, but lack of information is not exactly available like a lot of cases. And so this one's a little bit different. I actually was having problems finding information on Cassie even sent me a couple cases this week from Oklahoma, which is where we're going to be this week. And I just could not find enough information on them to really dive into it deep enough. So I came across this one and I feel like this one's still a very important one for many reasons you'll see. But I will go ahead and obviously share as much information as I can and we can kind of talk about it a little bit and all that. So yeah, thanks for hanging in there for the shorter one, but I kind of thought it's a nice little way to ease back into things. Well, so.
And those shorter cases still deserve that attention, you know, to those victims, just because there's not as much detail. They're not like less than, you know, too. So I think it's important sometimes.
It sucks because I feel like from like research standards, like you want to have the beginning, the middle, the end and ending mm-hmm. and all the things. And so I think we're just naturally like inclined to want to find those cases that have all the details when in reality. Well,
and we always try to like get as much information about the victims and stuff as we can too. And sometimes that's not really possible, but
we do what we can. So this one actually takes place June 27th of 2020. So, somewhat recent. I don't know. Maybe you will have heard of it. Maybe you won't. So in the early morning of that day around 2 a.m. And we are also, I forgot to mention, we're in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Okay.
So around 2 a.m., 28-year-old Christian Council was returning to his apartment after being out for a night with his friends. He was openly gay. And he was, you know, fine with that, confident with that, didn't have any issues. Everyone was super supportive of that. And he had a friend with him who is also known to be a gay man. And we'll talk about him a little bit more too in detail, but they were leaving the bars together on their way home. He was going to drop his friend off at the apartment and that didn't quite happen the way they expected it. So they're about minutes away from this apartment complex when they approach a truck that was kind of blocking the road to enter the complex. And it's just parked there. It's 2 a.m. People are probably drunk. I don't, you know, like not everybody, I guess
lockdown was done by that point, right? Like in 2020?
Was it June of 2020?
Mm-hmm. It was, things were starting to lighten up a bit, I think.
Also right around the time of the whole George Floyd situation too. So that kind of plays a little bit of this, I would say, in a sense where things are heightened as far as hate crimes go, I think. Mm-hmm. They probably were just happy to be out. Like, let's be honest. Like you said, things were probably just getting opened up again and all the things. So they pull in, this truck is blocking the road. They wait a minute. The truck's, you know, obviously sees them, still does not move. So Christian stopped his car about a car length behind this truck and he waits for a while. And by a while, I mean like a few seconds, but this truck doesn't move. So when it doesn't move, he honks his car like twice. And also, I think we all know there's different kinds of honks. When you're laying on the horn, you're pissed off, you're like, move, or you did something, but like a little honk, honk. It's kind of like, I don't know, a courtesy honk, right?
Yeah, like, hey, I know you probably saw me, but I'm going to pretend like maybe you didn't. So like, I'm going to make you aware that I am here.
100%. So Christian's just a nice guy. You know, I mean, he honks twice, like, okay, I kind of need to get by you. But so the truck finally moves out of the way and Christian and his friend park several spots away from where this truck ended up stopping. And then they park and they get out of the car. So his friend, Andrew Martinez, who was 26, he gets out of the car. They start to walk into the apartment and when they walk, they're walking through the parking lot, they notice that the three people that had been in this truck get out of the truck and approach Christian and Andrew. So the three people in the truck were, I'm not sure how to say her name. Is it, it's Amery, Amery? It's A-M-E-R-Y. Not quite
sure. I'd say Amery.
Okay. So she's a female. She was 23. Bennett Stone was 24. And then there was another man with them who was actually never named in any of the police reports. So, so they see Christian and Andrew, and they either assumed that they were gay or they knew that they were gay, and they started spewing gay slurs at them. So everything that I read had everything that they said in it, and it was just so disgusting that I was like, we don't even need to say any of that on there, but you can go ahead and assume it's literally the worst possible things you could say to a person. They said, you know, you're both a couple of slur, right away. Like, they're just angry. So Christian, he tells the people, like, calm down. I honked because you were blocking the way. That's all. Like, we just needed to get through. So why, I don't know why this just pisses them off so much. So the woman, Amery, what did you say? I don't know.
I'd say Amery.
Amery. Okay. So they she actually,
who cares if we say her name?
I know, right. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, super don't care. So
yeah.
She actually like charges at Christian, and pushes him into a parked car. So naturally he's going to defend himself. So he pushes her like off of him. So he pushes her in the face, which in turn pisses off the other guy, Bennett. And he starts screaming gay slurs at him. And he's saying, you can't hit a girl. Don't you know you can't hit a girl? Even though like, we know that that's not what happened. Then Bennett thinks he's super badass and takes his shirt off and comes, yeah, like, I mean business, right? He approaches Christian and just starts beating him, literally beating him, until he's unconscious, unfortunately. So Christian's friend, Andrew, when he recounts the story later to the police too, he said he tried to help, but that third guy who was never named restrains him while Bennett and the woman just are, I mean, assaulting him. And
also, I'm sorry, if you're a woman and you attack a man, I think you need to, like, unless it's in self-defense, but if you're doing it maliciously, like,
right, then I think you're not
to get hit back.
Right. That's fair game at that point. So
like, no one should be hitting anyone. Okay.
No, especially over something like that. Like, are you kidding me? So
especially when you're in the wrong.
Right. And you're an idiot. You're mad because all he did was honk, like, which we know road rage. That's a whole nother story. But like,
I don't know, the way they were blocking it though, like, were they like jonesing for a fight? And so they did this to look big for an excuse guys to whoever would like honk, and then they would see who it was. And then,
yeah. Like, yeah. Did they actually know who they were? Even if they, I don't know. Did they recognize him? I don't know. So Andrew's being restrained while this is happening. He said that at one point he knew that Christian was actually unconscious because his body was limp and he wasn't responsive to any of the hits. So he's unconscious. And eventually when Christian kind of comes to, he's bleeding, I mean, profusely, begging them to stop. And at this point, I'm not sure exactly how it happens, but Andrew's able to call 911 on his phone. And the police show up fairly quickly. They put an end to it. But when they get there, Christian's still on the ground, just bleeding. He couldn't even get up. He was bruised. He was bloody. There was a huge gash under his eye. His head was swollen and his body was swollen. He had broken teeth, a concussion, a fractured rib, not to mention the emotional scars along with that. He was just in so much pain that he said he couldn't even breathe. So
did he, I'm taking it, he lived?
He does live. Yes. So I think that's kind of where he's an amazing person. We'll talk about that later. Okay. Just everything that he can recount, but yes, he survives, thankfully. So he can, you know, talk about everything that happened because he can remember it all. But he does recount later too, that he will never forget the feeling of his neck snapping back and forth every time he would hit either side of his head, that Bennett would hit his head. Yeah. He said it was terrifying and that his body was in shock while it was happening, that he finally just went numb. He said eventually he just felt nothing. And then the next thing he knew, he was blacked out and unconscious. So also when the police arrive, everyone's still there. So at this point, it's like these people are really dumb too, because I don't know. I don't know how that all went about, if they were trying to leave or what, but the police noted that the suspects were extremely intoxicated and were verbally agitated. And also too, here, I would like to mention that eventually in this police report, it was never mentioned anywhere in the report that these attackers were yelling gay slurs at all during the attack.
Because then if they put that in there, then they'd have to charge it as a hate crime.
Mm-hmm. So Christian, you know, tells them, his direct quote is, "With every punch he threw, he was screaming gay slurs at me. I just felt like he was beating me with the rage inside of him of every gay man he's ever had to look at or was frustrated at. I felt like he was taking every single bit of that out on me."
Or some super internalized homophobia.
Yeah. You're
trying to beat the gayness out of yourself.
Right.
Because, that shooter recent, not that long ago, like when you're around that and you have so much self-hate when others around you, sometimes I wonder if those people who are the most disgusting about it is it because you hate yourself so much because you've been raised that way? And so you have to you can't be true to yourself and you've been taught to hate yourself and to hide it. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. I don't remember if we ever talked about anything, but... No. 13 Reasons Why. I don't remember. It was the worst scene I've ever seen in my life of anything. But
I've never watched it, but I've heard about all the horrific scenes.
There's a terrible thing. I mean, and just without going into detail, basically. Yeah. A guy gets assaulted, which once again, you don't usually hear a lot about men being sexually assaulted as you do females, but that happens. But then turns out, his attacker is gay. Later, and you find that out later and you're like, well, now it makes sense. I mean, that's a perfect example of what
some of that internalized. But then at the same time, I hate web media where it's like, okay, now you're going after that agenda of the
people, that's not always,
you know what I mean?
Yes, totally. It's just like, you know what? Let's just treat people like human beings all the way around and it's fine. So, okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. And then he said, because he was gay, he thinks that these people, they just knew what they could get away with what they did because of that.
Yeah.
So he 1000% believes that this was their motivation. And he said, it definitely feels and felt like a hate crime. If it wasn't your motivation behind it, why scream the gay slurs at me while you're beating me? And why say the things that you said if that wasn't your motivation or at least part of your motivation for what you were doing?
So I'm sure they weren't charged with a hate crime.
So Amory, it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. That's an ugly name anyways. And I apologize if it's anyone else's name. That's not true. I just don't like this female specifically. Yeah. But they were arrested at the time for misdemeanor assault and battery, which is punishable, get this, by a maximum jail term of 90 days and a maximum fine of $1,000. However, get this. They both ended up being released without being booked.
I'm sorry. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How
is it a misdemeanor when you have someone so badly
beaten? Basically, he could have died. He had a severe concussion.
Attempted murder at that point.
Yeah. I don't understand where that even... even if you don't go into the whole hate crime thing, the fact of what the assault was,
let's think about the homophobic slurs for a moment.
Right. And just focus on the physical assault for no reason.
That's attempted murder.
Oh, yeah. And it makes you think, when were they going to stop? Would that have continued on? At what point did they finally stop?
When he died, that's when he would have stopped.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So go ahead. Yeah.
I'm just angry.
Yeah. It's really gross. And I'm really glad that he is okay and can talk about it because a lot of interest, we'll talk about it here more. Yeah. But so when, you know, he finds out who they are, he has no idea who they are. He didn't ever recognize them. He was just told that they were there dropping off a friend at the same complex. So and also I would like to mention too that Christian has never been in a fight before. So clearly not the instigator and not the kind that's going to look for fights, like just a good guy. Yeah. He's still obviously is going to be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and he has nightmares to this day.
No shit.
And then like things like this, for example, a month-ish after the attack happened, he was helping his grandma load bags in her truck. In her trunk, not truck, while leaving a store. And there were two motorists that were in the parking lot that had some issue with each other. And they were yelling at each other and honking their horns. One got out of the car and started yelling profanities at the other car. And Christian said what next thing that he knew, like his grandma had just grabbed him to get him in the car because he was cowering behind the car, trembling like a wet dog, he said, because he thought he was going to get beat to death. Isn't that sad?
Yeah,
I know. So kind of switching gears to like the legal side of things here. An interesting fact here is that on Oklahoma City Police incident reports, there's only three boxes that an officer can check to describe certain crimes. So drive-by shootings, domestic violence, or hate crime. So, I mean, here's a quiz for you. What do you think probably should have been checked off on that one, right? Yeah. In his case, this box was not checked off. There's no indication in the initial report at all that the suspect used or suspects used any gay slurs. So police body cam actually shows Amory saying that when they talk to her afterwards, she's like, I'm just trying to go home and I'm not trying to get anyone in trouble. Stuff happens. Just like very nonchalant, like nothing happened. Like this man isn't laying in the parking lot, almost dead. And you can hear Bennett also telling the officers in the background that he only attacked him because he saw him hit his girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, that's why you took your shirt off to act like a tough guy.
I'm sorry. Does okay. she have any bruises on her?
Yeah.
Does she have any marks on her to come?
I know. And I thought there has to be something if that was the case. And they never talk about that one time.
Because that wasn't.
Right. No, not at all. So police said that the altercation started because of Christian honking his horn, not because of his sexual orientation. So another quote from Christian, because he had such good things to say that I just have to read some of the things because clearly he's a very intelligent human being. He said, I want to make this very clear. They got out of their truck because they were mad that I honked. They beat me unconscious because I was gay. It was very clear to me that as soon as they saw that my friend and I were gay, or they assumed we were gay, it was very clear to me that it went from they were mad that I honked at them to they were mad that two gay men had the audacity to honk at them. Or inconvenience them in any way.
100%.
I was like, you couldn't have said it any better. Yeah, it started because of the honking of the horn, but they still would have, I think if they still would have seen them get out of the car, they still would have yelled something just to like provoke them. So
yeah.
So of course him and lots of other people still think this is a hate crime. But due to gays not being a protected class under Oklahoma hate crime laws, the officers couldn't have checked that box. So of course I'm like, you know, when I was researching
okay,
all
but
this,
we still could
trying
have
to find
with attempted murder.
Right. I don't understand how any of that went down. Because it just doesn't make any sense to me. And there's a lot of legal things that will not make sense to anybody because it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me as how they can get around it. Because, you know, of course they say hate crimes cover, you know, a whole blanket of things. But for some reason that doesn't fall under it. But then when they also look at the data that's been collected on hate crimes reported, there are, let's see, there had been 27 reported for all of 2019, specifically of those cases. So it sounds like a lot of information is not being recognized or acknowledged, because it doesn't make any sense. So the federal level, though, so the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act expanded. So in 2009, it expanded the bias motivation definition for hate crimes to include sexual orientation and gender identity. So because of that, Oklahoma, though, never joined that list of protected people under the hate crime law.
Of course they didn't.
Yeah, right. So it's super interesting because let me see if I can find this this other point that Christian made as far as that goes, because I mean, we know in every state there's garbage in every state, and there's always sickness of people with their just terrible mindsets. Hey, Dark Hearts. We wanted to tell you about one of our favorite products that helps keep you safe and also gives you peace of mind.
She's Birdie is a cool little device that is small enough you can hook it on a keychain, bag, or even just carry it.
There are two different types of birdies. The original birdie, when activated, chirps very loud. Trust me, it's ear piercing. We've tried it. And also has an intense strobe light that helps deter attackers and gets the attention of potential bystanders.
The She's Birdie Plus is a Bluetooth-enabled device that connects to an app on your phone that gives you 24/7 support where live reps are available. It can also send you a fake call to get out of an uncomfortable situation, as well as provide GPS location to your chosen contacts. This birdie does require a subscription you can either pay monthly or annually.
The best part is you can get 15% off your order when you use the code DARKHEARTS15.
Check out shesbirdie.com to see what fun colors and patterns you can purchase.
Stay Heartland kind and be extra Darkland wary with your new birdie. Okay, so here where he says... Okay, because I pulled this up because I wanted to read what his thought was on this. He straight up says, though, he doesn't want his attackers to go to jail. He said, these people can go and sit in a jail cell and just let their hate against queer trans people build, or they can be forced to go work community service hours alongside the queer and trans community and see the humanity in us. And I think that that kind of restorative justice will do a lot more for our community than jail time will. I'm like, wow, that's a pretty bold thing to say too, because I mean, I agree. I feel like, though, on a selfish level, I'd be like, please lock them away. I don't want them anywhere near me. But here he is, like, you know, looking at that and seeing it that way. But so he's a very like successful real estate agent in Oklahoma City, which is funny because when I was first Googling this case and I found his name, I found all the links for his business page. And I was like, thank God he's still alive, you know, and yes. Good looking guy. But he even talks about, like, after this attack, he couldn't even work for a really long time because of all this scarring on his face and the bruising. And as a real estate agent, you can't just like show up like that to show a home. Like,
no,
you know, so he was out of work.
You wouldn't work.
You know, I mean, work that. Yeah, that's true. It could work to your benefit depending on who you're showing. But yeah. So, you know, and he just talks about that's like the worst thing is, I mean, he suffered, you know, even financially because of this. Yeah. And then just all the mental anguish that he went through. And he said, having a group of people take control over your body like that makes you feel so powerless and so helpless. And when they prevent your friend from helping you, it really mentally made an impact on me, he said. So, and then this, I know I'm just reading a lot of quotes of his, but they were so perfect to describe these kind of situations.
Well, because, and when you can hear from the victims themselves, like that's just.
Oh yeah. It's powerful. And he said that one of the biggest shocks to him was when he found out that these people were younger than him. He said, it made me realize that hate is a generational thing that trickles down. And there are still young people in this world that are being taught to hate those that are not like them. And that's what surprised me. So he also talked about how it'll be easy to hate Oklahoma as a state because of things like this. And you think that everyone there is like that. But he also talks about how much support he received from the state and they even had like a GoFundMe I saw on there. I mean, they raised over $17,000 for all of his medical expenses, but he said people in Oklahoma really rallied around him. So like not to let a few garbage people, you know, make your mind up about the whole state. He actually grew up in Oklahoma and he came out as a very young man, I guess. So, cause he was only 19. And he said that he was surrounded by friends and family that are so supportive of him and they love him for who he is no matter what. And so he said he always felt very accepted by the majority of Oklahoma. So he said the people that attacked him don't represent most of Oklahoma, but it shows that there's still a lot of work left to do. Our country is not a safe place to be queer trans, he said. So, and I was trying to find information on as far as like what the law is like there now. And it's like, it's just above my head, you guys. Like a lot of it is big wording where I'm like, I don't understand exactly. And I don't want to say what the law is if I don't understand it correctly, because I do not want to be wrong on that. But that's the case of Christian Counsel. And it sounds like he's still working really hard to get justice for the community in general on that. Thankfully he survived. I was really glad to see a case where someone survived, because I don't think we get those that often.
No.
And the last thing I read too was that he was working on a civil suit against them. That's so I thought if at least anything,
police department, because they didn't charge him properly,
but they should. I know. Isn't that just like in 2020? Yeah. And especially where I was thinking with that was like, this was shortly after George Floyd, and you would think that people would be more, I don't know, like it could go either way. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I felt like a lot of them, especially in our types of states, went the other way.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, look at how the protests were here in Omaha. Like
it was just
did not handle that shit well.
It was just an ugly, ugly thing. And I thought, well, that was like in the prime of all sorts of stuff happening. So I'm sure that that case got kind of mixed in there because of everything with the pandemic. And then with that, and so I had not heard that story, but it was just disgusting to me that that would even happen.
Yeah, but I was Googling to try to see if Nebraska is one of those places that sexual orientation and gender identity is protected, but I feel like it's probably not. And then I came across this article that said Nebraska's capital city rescinds LGBTQ anti-discrimination ordinance 4 months after approval, and that was just from June 14th of 2022.
Yeah.
So I don't know what exactly that entails. I'd have to do more deep dive.
Yeah, it's very like deep. And I feel like
I feel like Nebraska probably doesn't. Because one thing I looked at showed that conversion therapy here is not frowned upon. It's still allowed here.
Interesting.
Which remind me to tell you about the horror book I just read.
Oh, oh my. So many things there. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we can roll into that, because that's all I have on this case. Like I said, I read several different things that all pretty much said the same thing. Yeah. So
I bet the one guy wasn't named if he didn't actually physically, I'm like, if all he did was restrain the other guy, which I feel like could still be a charge.
In one article I read, only one, so I didn't put it in there because I feel like if more articles don't say it than do, then maybe it's not true. But it said that when he saw the friend, Andrew, coming to help him, he stopped beating Christian to go help or to restrain him. I don't know. That's only in one spot. So I was kind of like, well, I don't know how accurate that is or not. But either way, like, how was he not even named as being... I don't know. And why didn't he call 911 then or something? Like, I mean, you're just going to watch it happen. Like, you should probably get charged with something.
Like, all of them accessory to an attempted murder.
Yes.
And they should have been charged with attempted murder.
Right. Super gross. But you know what? If you live in that area and you're looking for a house, look up Christian, because he can use some more good in his life. Okay.
Yeah. Show him support.
Yeah, I would use him if I lived there, you know. I think he's very successful from what I've read and seen. And I'm sure after something like this, him at least using that platform to help. But yeah, that's my case this week. Short and sweet, but still important.
Yes, definitely. I hope he's getting the therapy he needs. I hope he at least gets the monetary gain that he deserves from these trash people and maybe the city, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that being so new that I'm like, that was literally just 3 years ago. Like, there could be a whole lot of stuff still in the works with that case.
Oh, yeah. That stuff. Well, and because like a lot of court stuff got delayed in 2020 and everything, like.
We'll keep you updated if we see anything new, but
yeah,
as of now, that's where we're at. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on kind of that same line, I've read 18 books since we last.
I read one.
Last recorded.
Literally one.
I DNF'd a few of them too, which if you recall means did not finish.
That I do know. And I have a really hard time doing that because I get the like OCD in me is like, nope, I started it. I have to finish it or it doesn't count and I have to have it count. So
see, if you use the StoryGraph app, it still counts your pages read.
Oh yeah, that's true. I haven't even opened a book. The book that I read since the last time we recorded, I think I finished it like that day or something. And so I haven't read it in an entire month because I just haven't even had time. So
that's fair.
Technically, I guess it's been a month since I've read.
Well, so one of the books I read is actually not even technically out yet. And I didn't even get this as an ARC, which for those who don't know means advanced reader copy. But I just happened to be at Barnes & Noble picking up some books that I did order online to pick up so I wouldn't buy more books. And as I'm up there, this other worker comes up and she's like, oh my God, this book just came, like, isn't even supposed to be out till the 18th. And she was talking about it. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure I've heard of this. Can you tell? She's like, do you want me to go grab it for you? And I'm like, yes, please.
Yes, please.
So it's called Camp Damascus by Chris Tingle. And Chris Tingle, I haven't read any of his other stuff, but this is his first horror. It looks like he writes some raunchy, steamy romance novels typically. It looks like he writes a wide range of stuff. And it's kind of cool because he like his author photo, he's in a mask, a pink mask, because he wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
So I think that's
like a ghostwriter type situation, kind of, but like not. Yeah. Okay.
So this book wasn't very long. It was like 200 some pages. I read it in a day. Oh my God. So it is about a small town in Montana where this mega church, which is kind of cult-like, it kind of has Scientology vibes. They have a conversion camp and they're like, we have 100% success rate of converting your children back from being gay or whatever, right?
Is this supposed to be taking place in like modern times?
Yes.
Oh, like it's even worse. Modern. Okay. Yes. I mean, it's always bad, but
yes. And so Rose, our main character, is this uber religious girl, but you notice because we get her inner monologue and you notice like she's confused about her feelings towards a female friend. Some shit starts to happen. She starts to see a demon. It's all connected to this church and we slowly start to see her unravel what's going on. I don't want to give anything away in case anyone wants to read it. If you want to know, I can tell, like, as a horror novel, like, there was somebody, like, I'm not gonna lie, in the beginning, there's a part where she throws up, like, these bugs.
Okay.
Which sounds horrifying. But nothing is too graphically horror-ish.
Yeah. Like,
the most horrific part is knowing that, like, there's a paranormal aspect to this, but I'm like, it's knowing that this is exactly how some of these uber religious, anti-gay church people are, and that they would be able to talk themselves into these extremes. Like, that's what was horrifying for me, is that, like,
yeah, that is very this disturbing. Could be
real, you know.
It remind
it was so well written.
It reminds me, on not kind of the same topic, but I watched a show on Netflix called The Clearing, where it's about a cult, actually, and based off a true cult from Australia. Obviously different type of cult vibes, but like very disturbing nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And I was like, any kind of cult thing freaks me out, how people are so just like brainwashed and but that show is actually really good. Check that out if you ever, yeah, it's, yeah.
I did actually read a few arcs. I have a bunch of arcs from NetGalley, which for people who are interested, you can go on there and you can request books and stuff like that before they come out to read. So I've had several of those. I do want to talk about this other one that I read that was super cute. It's called Going by Coastal, Cutest Thing Ever. And it was this, what they call it, a sliding door novel. So we have our main girl, and she lives in New York with her dad. Her parents are divorced. She's Jewish. Both of her parents are Jewish, but her mom moves to California, and she has to decide if she's going to stay for the summer home in New York with her dad or go to California. And so the first three chapters are just normal, but then after that every chapter repeats, so like it's chapter three again, and so you see what would have happened on both ends. So you get two stories in one. It was super cute. I don't honestly know, because like in California she meets a boy, but if she stays in New York she meets a girl.
I don't know
whose relationship I liked more. I loved them both. It was such a cute story. So
yeah, that sounds fun. Sometimes it's a nice little like lighthearted read is good.
If anyone wants to follow me on Storygraph, hit us up. I can give you that info, and then you can see all the books I've read and my reviews for them.
Yeah, and you got me signed on my phone. I have not used it yet because I literally have not even read, but, you know, it's there waiting. So, yeah.
I did actually, I don't think I've told you this, I have gained a book rival, a reading rival, I should say. I have never met them. It's my sister's supervisor.
So what is this now? What is this?
My reading rival. We are now in competition of who can read the most books.
Oh, like just, okay, straight up what it sounds like. Okay. Yes. I didn't know if there was something of what.
We've never met either. But I always update Jessie on like when I finish a new book, because she knew my goal for the year was 100. So when I was around 70 something, I guess she must have told her supervisor, because she's told me about her supervisor. She's like, I think you guys would get along great, whatever.
Yeah.
And she sent me a screenshot of a text where her supervisor was like, I feel like I'm in competition now with someone I've never met. And she was like two books behind me. And I was like,
oh, that's funny.
Oh, shit. I got to get ahead. So now it is turned into a thing with Jessie being in the middle of us being like, this is where we're at. Yeah.
Tell her I read this many, so...
I just had to up my reading goal from 100 to 200 because that's what her reading goal is.
Dang, I was shooting for 30 this year, which I'm almost there, and I'm proud of that. So
no,
I
you mean, should be. Listen.
Any book that's read is an accomplishment.
Yes. Don't go based on me, because I did finish book 90 the other day.
Yep, not there, but okay. Hey, that's still good though. Right. It's just been a weird month, and I feel like I was doing good, and then I just fell off the wagon.
Listen, if you're able to pick up and read your book once every few weeks, and you don't finish more than five books in a year, you don't finish one book in a year, you finish one book for the whole year. If you are reading and that's something you want to do, then whatever you get accomplished works. Also, don't let anyone tell you that audiobooks don't count, comics and graphic novels don't count. They all do. So
okay, see, tell that them makes a difference. So
yeah, no. So tell them gatekeepers to fuck off.
Perfect. Will do. Will do. Yes. No one's told also me that yet, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, also smut romance novels are fine too. I'm also reading my first like dark romance, and I don't know if that'll be a genre for me per se, but we'll see.
Sometimes you just got to jump around and try different things out, but
I am all over the place. I'm really into, I go from like extremes of the horror novels to the cutesy rom-coms.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I've always been a fantasy girl. I love fantasy. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good though. I think that's good to mix it up, because sometimes it's just you need to do that, you know? Like, I just read the one I did read was a really dark one. It's the author who wrote the Housemaid books. Her name is Frida McFadden, I want to say. It's called The Locked Door. You would actually like it. It's very dark and
I need
pretty
to borrow some of your books.
Like gruesome-ish, but also very psychologically thrilling. So
okay,
that's it. That's all I read.
Sweet. But I will say I haven't finished it yet, but I had a client tell me he meant to tell me to watch From on Amazon, which he said was very similar to...
What did you call it? It like cut out. Did you say From?
From, like to you from me.
From. Okay.
Yeah. So he was like, it's very got, What was the Pedro Pascal HBO show with the zombies?
Last of Us.
The Last of Us. The Last of Us. He's like, it's got the Last of Us vibes. And I was like, except instead of saying from, he kept telling me them.
Uh-huh.
And so I went on, and there is a show called Them on Amazon as well.
Ew.
And it's kind of no zombies, but it's kind of in that paranormal thriller thing.
Okay.
Shit's intense. I'm not finished. There's 11 episodes. I think there's 2 seasons. It seems like it's kind of like how American Horror Story, each season is different. Mm-hmm. I think that's how an anthology. It is about a black family who in like the 1950s moves from Georgia after a very horrific thing happens. So, and then they move to East Compton, California, which at this time is a very white, rich, affluent neighborhood. And all of the neighbors are trying to run them out. But then there's also this paranormal aspect thing happening.
This sounds vaguely familiar to me, actually.
So it came out in 2021. I don't know how I didn't hear about it, but it's an Amazon Prime show.
Okay.
So good. I need to finish it. It's only 11 episodes.
Yeah.
Huh. It's got kind of like Get Out vibes.
Yeah.
But it's like actually...
I feel like I've seen... like the trailer or something for it, because it's very, very familiar, where it's like that eeriness. So you're like, something's going on here, but okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
So good. FYI, I will spoil one thing, just a heads up. The dog does die, and that was real shitty.
Not watching that now. Well, I'm out. Well,
I know.
I still
sucks, but it's, oh, I need to finish it. But then I'm like, I was binging it, and then life got a little busy.
That makes sense.
Then my rival caught ahead of me, so I had to get back to reading.
Game. Gosh, dirty. Brutal.
But yeah. Ugh. I know. I got new tattoos.
Oh, well, yes. That's exciting. Hey, you got a lot of good stuff this month, then. Sounds like a good month.
Been so busy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been so busy as well. The only show, well, actually, this is my plug for the show right now, because it's gotten mixed reviews, which I'm real confused about, because The Crowded Room with Tom Holland and Amanda Seyfried on Apple TV Plus.
Oh
my gosh.
I love both of them.
You don't, you said?
No, I do.
Oh, I think you said you don't. I'm like, what?
No,
I love them. Love Tom Holland. And all I have to say is after his performance in this show, which he also helped produce, I don't like, he should win some award for his acting, and I'm not kidding, because it's like he plays, well, it's loosely based on, I can't think of the real guy's name, Billy something, not necessarily a serial killer, but split personalities. There's a lot going on, hence the title, The Crowded Room, because he has a lot going on. Gotcha. And like, that's not really giving it away, because it kind of gives that away pretty early on, but he is incredible. I mean, his acting in this, and it really opens your eyes to that kind of mental illness, because like, that's not something that you hear about often like you do necessarily other things. And I have like gone down the rabbit hole of looking up this case in general. And I mean, it's phenomenal, this show. I think there's 2 episodes left. They come out like every Friday, I think. But he actually, I don't know if you see it on the news, he said that he's taking a year off from acting, which I'm really like, please don't, because I need another Uncharted movie and we need Spider-Man things, okay? But he, because he said like the mental, like just anguish from this, he said it was just so much. And when you watch the show, you will see what I mean. Like, that just shows what a good actor he is. Like, you just want to think of him as like Spider-Man, but like, no. And Amanda Seyfried's amazing. And Emmy Rossum? I don't know. From Shameless. Fiona. Mm-hmm. Like, she plays his mom in it. And like, it's a great show.
It's okay, I'll have to phenomenal. Check it out.
It's very dark. So don't watch it if you're in a down, like a funk, anybody, because trigger warning there. But it's amazing. But that's it. That's all I got. I mean,
okay. I love
that's it.
That's
it. Yeah.
phenomenal. You know, we could ramble on forever still, so we should probably you know.
Yeah, we can just like cut it and then we can ramble on with each other like later. Perfect. That, you know, we're just recording the night before and I know you still are like, oh, I probably need to like edit and post.
I mean, I still need to edit and get it uploaded everywhere.
That's fine. But we don't really even need to edit, hopefully, too much. So on that note, I mean, we can just like call it good for today. And so nice to be back. Nice to see your face again, Cassie.
Yeah, and you too.
Yeah, I think we just needed a little refreshing break.
Oh, don't forget, we're on all the things. I haven't really been keeping up with Twitter because it's been trash. But Facebook.
What about Threads? Instagram. Are we going to get on Threads now?
Oh my God, no. Listen, I can't.
No, I can't handle another.
I've barely managed TikTok.
Yeah, I don't know. Nope. No, and we'll be more active on our pages too. I think it's just been like kind of a complete mental break from everything.
It has been. Like we try to respond to people if they reached out to us, but other than that, like, no, I wasn't really post. Honestly, I haven't checked our TikTok in a minute. So
yeah, I know we posted our dog's birthdays, which I would love to give them a shout out since they listen to this. Yeah. I'm sure you know, but no, they listen to us record. But that's pretty much the only thing. So other than that, I'm like, I need to start. We'll get back on that. We'll just jump right back in with you guys. So reach out to us still. We'd love to hear from you.
Don't forget, we have a website too.
Yeah, we do. And I was thinking about updating that too this week. I am going to hopefully jump on that like the next couple days, which we can talk about that stuff too. So
I know, which I know a couple of people have said they would like a book recs page. So
we could do that.
Like we could like maybe update that monthly or something like that.
Oh, that'd be fun. Monthly picks. Like at the video store, remember it used to be like I think they still do that at bookstores anyway, but like I always think about Blockbuster. Do, it's like Shannon's picks all the horror movies, so it's fine.
I love it. Yeah. I love
it. Cool.
Something like that. Perfect.
Well, guys, reach out.
All right. So that's all the things. Thanks for bearing with us as we try to find our stride again. Not that every episode, like we're so professional every episode. So until next time, stay heartland kind.
But darkland wary. Goodbye.